I want to tell you, I told this one time before about a dream I had, but I had it again. And so I thought I would tell you, if you have a dream two times, what does that usually mean? God, you know, God, if you have a real spiritual dream two times, that's God trying to tell you something. Amen? And if you just have a dream two times, it means you might have ate the wrong thing twice. Okay, well, I dreamed I went to heaven. And I was standing at the pearly gates, and I looked behind me. I felt somebody tap me on the shoulder, and there was Dudley and Stephen. And St. Peter told me when I got to the gate, said, all right, fellas, all y'all guys can come in, but there's just one thing. Said there's a muddy bog between me and you got to go through this muddy bog, and depending on how many unconfessed sins you have, determines if you can even make it to the other side to get in the gate. And I said, I'll go first, fellas. I jumped in and went right up to my neck. And I'm swimming, and I'm swimming through that muddy bog. I'm finally getting up to like this. I'm having to get this. I'm finally making it to the side. By the time I grabbed the other side, I try to look, and there was Stephen walking on top of all that muddy bog. I tried, I said, Stephen, I'm in the mud up to here, and I said, Stephen, son, I knew you were a holy man, but I can't believe what I'm seeing. Were you that holy that you're walking on the muddy bog? He said, no, no, no. He said, I'm standing on Dudley's shoulders. God is so awesome. All the time. All right, now everybody stand up. Stand up, stand up. This is one of the places where you actually can lose weight coming to church. God is so awesome. All the time. How many's ever had any stress in your life? How many sitting next to it? Somebody's getting too happy with that one. Never mind. That's right. Oh, Linda said it as she says there was nobody by her. Stress relief. Amen. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read one verse. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Matter of fact, if you can't find Genesis chapter 1, come to me after church. I will put you in a Bible study class. Don't forget to fill this out. Look at it and fill it out. If you happen to see a misprint or something, don't worry. It'll be okay. What we're worried about finding the misprints. Matter of fact, if you're finding the misprints, write down here, other, say, I'm a good proofreader. And leave those for the newsletter. Amen. Okay, but there's all this stuff here you can volunteer for. There's also a thing out there in the back or at the vestibule. It just says volunteer. What are you good at? What do you like to do? Put down there. Are you available for the church to use you doing that? And so people have been asking, well, it's just blank. It's because the reason it's blank is because we want you to tell us what you can do. And you say, well, we don't need such and such at church. You don't know that. You may wind up, what your skill is or what you're good at may wind up being something excellent for the church and you didn't even know it. So put out there if you can think of something. And if you're scared to death that you're going to be the only one and everybody's going to leave you holding the bag, don't worry, we will. No, don't worry. We'll help you. Okay? And Dudley needs some help toting Stephen. Amen. Okay, so fill out this card. And also we want visitors to fill out these cards. And so this is awesome. This is a connection card. And God's doing some mighty things around us. It's awesome. I can't wait to see what else He's going to do. Amen. All right, here it is. Genesis 1 and 1. So simple. Matter of fact, the little boy said, I didn't know baseball was in the Bible. He said, yeah, right in the first page. He said, really? He said, yeah, in the big inning. Okay, yeah, some of y'all got it. Y'all say this with me. Verse 1. It. Okay, I've got stress today. No, I'm kidding. All right, ready? Yeah, read it. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Wow, do that again. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Father, we love you, Lord. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace, your mercy. We thank you, God, that we can be here, Lord, and worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon this church and upon these people, Lord. We thank you, God, that we're not here on our own accord, Father, but we are being led by, driven by, and held up by your Spirit. I thank you for that, too, Lord. I thank you, God, that something special is taking place in our midst, God, and we get to be a part of it. I thank you, Lord, because you're an awesome God. You're a powerful God. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing absolutely that you cannot do except for fail and lie. And we thank you for that too, Lord, because we know you won't fail us and you won't lie to us, Father. We thank you for that right now, Lord. Your word is true and it's powerful and it will uphold us in the darkest of nights. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. On the way down, tell somebody, if you're not here after what I'm here after, you'll be here after I'm gone. The children already dismissed the children's church, but just in case, I didn't say it earlier. Just in case you got a child sitting out here, they can go to children's church now if they would like. Now this is such a complex subject with such a uncomplex answer. How many's got some complex subjects in your life, complex problems? Amen. How would you like to know today that although you may have complex problems in your life, there's an uncomplex answer? Amen. I'm not sure if that's the proper English or not, but you know what I mean. Amen. There is an answer for us that is way beyond the stars. Amen. God has something special for us. So we're going to talk about stress relief. Simply, God is. God is. Y'all say God is. When he says, I am, that's what he's saying. God is. When he tells you, I am that I am sent you, what is he saying? God is. When Jesus told the disciples, I am the bread of life, I am the resurrection and the life, I'm the truth, the way, the life. When you see this stuff again, what he's saying is, God is. Wow. I was reading along and I saw that and it just popped me right between the eyes. I was sitting back thinking about it and as soon as I read that scripture, the first thing that hit me was stress relief. You know, some of us are so stressed out right now that if you're not careful, you're going to blow a fuse before you leave the place. I mean, you're all wrangled up, you're all tied up, you're all stressed up, you're in knots, and you're trying to figure out how to get out of those knots, not realizing that God wants to get you out of those knots. He wants to be the one to untie them. You tied some, Satan tied some, you let other people tie some, you let your job tie some, and God says, let me untie them. Let me be the one to help you out of this mess. Let's just talk about stress. And this is so an awesome way to think about it. Stress, it is silent and unsilent. How many know that? It's silent, it's unsilent. It's still and it's unstill. It's small and it's unsmall. Wow, that's some wild thinking up there, isn't it? Yeah. When you go on vacation, you get thinking crazy things. Silent, unsilent, still, unstill, small, unsmall, no matter how you want to package it, stress is a killer. The emergency room is full of people right now, all over this world. It is full of people that because of stress, they've had heart attacks, they've had strokes, they have had stomach conditions, they've had things take them over, and they're lying on gurneys, and there's some lying in funeral homes that shouldn't be there, but stress took them out of here. Wow. So now, watch this, watch. It kills relationships. It'll kill your family. It'll kill your work. It'll kill your church. It'll kill you. Amen? How many's ever felt like that guy right there? I'm a little stressed. Right? And it's like he's a bomb, where he's working on the bomb squad. Wouldn't you like somebody working on the bomb squad? How's it like for the doctor to come say, hold on, I'm getting ready to take out that tooth? You know, Tamala had to go get her toe cut on one day, and she said, will you please come with me? So I said, all right. And I'm sitting in there, and the doctor would shoot some pain medicine and walk out. Actually, he was letting the pain medicine take effect. He'd come back and shoot it again and walk out. He did it about three or four times, and Tamala said, why does he keep shooting me and walking out? And I said, come here. I said, he's really nervous. And before he can cut your foot, he has to go back and take him a couple of snorts. And she said, well, that makes me feel good. I said, him too. Amen. Okay, so stress. Some of us right now, we're so stressed out you couldn't know, you wouldn't know what enjoyment was if it was to hit you right between the eyes. God has blessed us in so many ways, and we miss the blessing because we're stressed. We're so stressed out about one little thing that it makes us forget all the big things that we're blessed about. How many of you could stop and take an inventory? I tell people this all the time. Take an inventory of things that you have that are a blessing. Put it in a column and put out the things that are stressing you out in the other column. I can guarantee you, if you stop and think about it, the column with the blessings way outnumber and way outweigh the problems that are stressing you out. But we don't see that. We always focus on what's stressing us out, and because we focus on that, it tears us up. So here, watch this. Watch this. Here we go. I won't keep you long. I told you I wouldn't. Some of y'all already stressed out when I said I won't keep you long. You know, I was telling the guys the other day they were building a church, and the pastor said, can I just build one thing just for me? And he said, sure, pastor. And so he pushed him a little button at the pulpit. And every time he pushed a button, all the deacons used to sit in the back. And when he pushed a button, they put their seats up to the front. And they said, pastor, you can put you a button in if we can put us one in. He said, sure. What am I going to do? He said, you'll find out. And so that day he preached past 12 o'clock, one of the deacons pushed that button and the pastor disappeared. Steve said, where can we find that button? Okay, so here. The world has so many ways of dealing with stress. So many ways. They shoot up, they snort up, they drink up, they do all kinds of things. They got all kinds of ways they do to try to take care of stress. But the greatest stress relief is not of this world. The greatest stress relief we have does not come in a bottle. The greatest stress relief does not come in a needle. The greatest stress relief we have cannot be found in this world. And actually, watch this. I'm going to blow you away right now. Actually, the greatest stress relief there is, number one, get ready, is easy to find. Because he's looking for you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in and I will sup with him. Alright? Not only is he easy to find, he's easy to incorporate because he wants to be involved in your life. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come to me, I want to be involved in your life and in your stress. And it's easy to implement. You say, yeah, sure, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, you don't know what we're all going through. But you know what? 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, cast all your care upon him. Where he cares for you. And the word cast is like speaking of taking a saddle with a load and throwing it on the back of a beast of burden and let him carry that load for you. You're still carrying the load, but now the beast is carrying the load and you're walking along beside him. That's what Jesus wants to do. You will find what I'm talking about between the covers of the book. But guess what? God doesn't waste any time trying to tell you about this. The very first scripture, the very first words in the Bible are our stress relief. Here it is. So simple, God is. In the beginning, God. Wow. In the beginning, God. Think about that. Watch this now. Watch. In the beginning, God, I want you to see this up here. Just pay attention to this carefully. The fact of God is never explained in the Bible. Do you know that? Think about it. The fact of God is never explained in the Bible. The existence of God is never argued in the Bible. The Bible does not try to teach against atheism. The Bible only gives one half of one verse to atheism. And that verse is, the fool have said in his heart, there is no God. That's it. Matter of fact, God is so simply presented. He wants us to simply accept him by faith. The Bible says the way is so easy, even a fool can enter therein. And not stray. The fool is set in his heart. But if the fool will accept Jesus, guess what will happen? Amazing stuff takes place. So watch this. Watch this now. The finite can never prove the infinite. How many here are infinite? How all the infinites, raise your hand. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please don't raise your hand because everybody's going to go, he don't know what that means. How many in here are finite? Please, everybody, raise your hand. I'll help you out. Finite means that we have a beginning we have an end. Infinite means there is no beginning and there is no end. Infinite. Amen. It's just awesome. Job 33 and 4. God asked Job when Job was going through all of his stuff, he said, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth, Job? I know you're going through some things and you don't understand there's a spiritual warfare going on. You don't understand that you are the most powerful man on this earth. You are the most godly man on this earth. You don't even understand that Satan is trying to bring you down. You don't understand that there's a warfare going on for your soul. And you don't understand because you've lost your children, you've lost your home, you've lost your job, you've lost it all, and now you're having to depend on me totally, and now your body's sick and you got a wife that's nagging you." Saying, just curse God and die. Forget God and just do away with everything. But he didn't understand that through it all, God had his back. God is. He didn't understand that there was a testing going on. And God knew he'd pass the test or he never would have allowed it. God had his back because God is. So, Psalm 14 to 1, the fool said in his heart, "There is no God." That word fool, Nabal, means moral perversity. The fool says in his heart, "No God." That's what it says. The fool says in his heart, "No God." Think about this. No God. It's not that he cannot believe, it's he chooses not to believe. No God. If I have God, I've got to have standards. If I have God, I've got to have morals. If I have God, then I've got to do better than what I'm doing. So there is no God. Well, you know what? Anybody got a hammer on them? I can take this hammer, and I can walk up, and I could take a songbook and walk up to you, and you can take that hand and lay on that book and say, "That's not a hammer. That's not a hammer. And it will not hurt if you hit me. And let me just bear down on you one time." You may say there's no hammer. You may say there's not going to hurt. But when I get through, you're going to hurt. The same way you can say there is no God, there is a God. You know, God is. God's word calls these guys fools. Romans 1:22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:28 says, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Remember, they could have believed, but they chose not to believe, and God gave them over to a reprobate mind. There's some people in this world today that has a reprobate mind. So the first part of stress relief is this. God is. Y'all say God is. Ephesians 3:20 says, now all glory to God who is able through the mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Just stop in the very first part. Now, all glory to God, who is. He is. You don't have to wonder it. You don't have to try to figure it out. I can't figure out God. If you try to figure out God, you're going to be here a long time. But God can figure us out. Amen? So, first, God is. Secondly, so first, our God is presented, just recognize him. Secondly, he's powerful, so respect him. Learn to respect God. In the beginning, God. God did what? He created. Only God has mighty creative power. Only God. He's the only one. You heard, you know, create means bara, or bara in the Hebrew, which means making something out of nothing. You know, men can take things in existence and rearrange them, but only God can make something out of nothing. Like the scientists said, we don't need God anymore. We figured out how to make people in test tubes and things. We can make our own people. So God said, okay, let's have a test. We'll make a man out of dirt. And so the scientists said, okay, I take the challenge. And when they got down, the scientists over here and God's over here and God's getting ready to make man, the scientists reach over in the dirt and God says, no, make your own dirt. Yeah, God is powerful. Romans 4:17 says, even God who quickeneth the dead, that means who brings the dead to life and calls those things that are not as though they are. Wow. He called Gideon. Gideon was hiding. He said, you mighty man of valor. He wasn't a mighty man of valor. He had a yellow streak that went from the top to the bottom and went around three times. But it said, you mighty man of valor, because he saw him and said, look, so see, here's what we think. We think Satan's fighting us because of where we're at. Many times Satan is fighting us not because of where we're at. He's fighting us because he knows where we can be. Amen? He knows that God's trying to do something special, and so he's going to fight to keep us from going forward instead of backwards. I told somebody the other night, I said, I wore my first pair of shoes walking backwards. I said, but that was the last pair I wore out that way. After I got it figured out. You see, plain English, God raises the dead and God creates. Now think about it. Only God can raise the dead. Oh, we can defibrillate people. We can make them live longer. But I had a doctor talking to me the other day, and I was talking to him. I said, man, we exercise, we're going to live longer and all this stuff. He said, you know what he told me? He said, no, I want you to think about something. He said, God already knows when you're going to die. And that's when you're going to die. When your number's up, you're gone. He said, but if you live right and exercise, you won't die before your time. The Bible says, why love evil and die before your time? That's what it said. Also, he said, you just can have a better quality of life. Like that woman, she was in there for her heart was so badly mangled, and she's scared to death because the doctor says there's no chance for her to make it through the surgery, but they're going to try it anyway. And God comes to her in a vision that night. And he tells her, he says, woman, do not fear. I am going to raise you up, put a new heart in you through these surgeons. You got another 20 years. And so that morning she went through the surgery and went through it, and the doctors were amazed at how great it was. She thought, well, since I'm going to live another 20 years, I can get some things done. And so before she left the hospital, she got liposuction. She got her nose fixed. She got an ear job. She did all kinds of little things to her, got her lip, you know, that stuff that you put in your lip to make it fatten up. She got all that stuff done. And she's walking out of the hospital feeling good. And she's strutting across the road and gets hit by a truck. And she stands before the Lord and says, I thought you said I had another 20 years. He said you did, but I didn't recognize you. Okay. Okay, get ready. What an incredible power is demonstrated. What a mighty God who created it all. You can't tell me that we came from a little speck exploded and we got all this stuff. I'm getting ready to show you something that's going to blow your mind. Matter of fact, I want somebody to get back to the lights because I need you to get up. We're getting ready to show you something. And I want you to see this. I want you to be able to see this in all of its glory and see something that's going on here. But watch this now. Isaiah 40 and 12 says, he hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with the span of his hand. Span of a hand is from your, y'all hold your hand up. If you were going to buy something back in the day and they said you want a span, you would take your pinky and your pointer, and where there to there is a span. Okay? And he says, of course, you better use the right hand or you can come up short. Yeah, of course, Benny tells us, you know, he can count his fingers. Benny says, I know he's only got a finger like that. And I said, I feel bad for you. Benny says, no, I can do something you can't do. And I said, what? He says, count on it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He says, look at me. I can do fractions. Okay. Who hath gathered the dust of the earth a measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in the scales? Or who else has held the oceans in his hands? I have a hard time holding a little old goldfish in my hand. Amen. Can you imagine? He holds the oceans in his hands, and he's measured off the heavens with his fingers. Who else knows the weight of the earth and has weighed the mountains and the hills on a scale? All right, ready? Cut these off for just a minute. I want everybody to get all the lights. Those lights, all of them. I want to see this thing right here. All right, when he gets that lights turned off, let it rip.
Okay, then it's just you're taking off from the earth from Southern California, and we're gonna rise up for a little bit here. Okay, we're gonna pull away from it. We're gonna pull higher. Now this is at about 10 kilometers. Like if you climb Mount Everest, this is what you'd see. You'd see the curvature of the earth from that distance. Now we're gonna climb up even higher. This is at 100 kilometers. And you're a fourth of the way to the space station now. This is what you'd see. If you get to this level, you're considered an astronaut. Just if you ever get there. Okay, now we're going 100,000 kilometers. 100,000 kilometers from the Earth. You go a fourth of the way to the moon, that's what the Earth would look like. Now we're going to pull away to 1,000,000 kilometers. At 1,000,000 kilometers, there's the moon. Okay, there's the moon. You can barely see the Earth. You're at 1,000,000 kilometers now. You're past the moon. And now we're going to go to 100,000,000 kilometers. 100,000,000 kilometers. You're still not to the sun. The sun's 93 million miles away. But now we're going to go to 10 trillion kilometers. There's the sun. Okay. You just passed the sun. Now you would see all of the planets at 10 trillion kilometers. And now we're at 10 to the 15th power. That means 10 with 15 zeros. I don't know what that number is. 15 zeros. And the sun's just like a bright dot amidst other stars. And now we're going to 10 light years away. At 10 light years away. Come on, let's go. Zoom. There you go. 10 light years away. Now you just see the sun with like 11 other stars that are kind of its neighbors. You know, that's our sun. And now we're going to go 1,000 light years away. At 1,000 light years away, you wouldn't even see our sun anymore. These are just a bunch of stars close to it in this cluster inside the Milky Way. Now we're going to zoom out even further. And that's the Milky Way we live in. See that cluster of stars? Those are about 100,000 stars that are closest to our sun. You can't see our sun anymore at this point. Now this is our Milky Way galaxy. And forget about the Earth. Okay, there's our Milky Way galaxy that we live in. And we're just buried in there somewhere. And we're going to pull out even further. And you'll see that our galaxy is actually, it's a big galaxy. And all those other things you're seeing now are galaxies. And we're going to pull away 10 million light years now. His next scene is 10 million light years. Those are all galaxies you see amidst our Milky Way, several hundred galaxies. Now we're going to go 100 million light years away. This is the last one. We're going to zoom out to 100 million light years. Those are all clusters of galaxies. Galaxies and clusters of galaxies. You won't even see our Milky Way galaxy anymore amidst that. We don't have telescopes that go beyond that little sphere there.
Did y'all see that? I mean, I know it's kind of light in here. It's kind of hard to see all of them. Did you see that? Kind of makes you feel kind of small, don't it? Amen? I mean, it's like the two cows were sitting on the side, they're sitting in the field eating grass, and a big milk truck come by and it said pasteurized, homogenized, and vitamized milk. And one cow looks at the other and says, kind of makes you feel kind of insufficient, don't it? You look at all that. And the Bible says that's 10 million light years. That's as far as we can measure. And the Bible says he holds all of that from here to here. Wow. From here to here. But yet he can be small enough to live in here. What a mighty God we serve. So first, not only is he powerful. Watch this. We're gonna watch this. Here it is. Number two. Y'all say this with me. God is. Then say God is able. Because now all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at the work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we ask or think. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that all things at all times having all you need, you will abound in every good work. You know, I wasn't going to say a whole lot, but I got to throw this out here talking about he's able to give you what you need. You know, we've been talking about for at least 12 years about fixing the sound in the church because for acoustic sound, it's okay, but when you put electrical sound in, and all of a sudden now it was bouncing back and forth and it gets near, you got your ears, it kind of makes you do like this because it bounces off the walls instead of buffer. And so we said, let's go ahead and try to make this thing work. And so DC says, well, I know a guy that's got some extra material to put together to make some sound panels. And we got some more coming. And so DC and I go and talk to this guy. And he pulls out this great little big thing of panel material. It's actually pew material. And he sets it down. And I looked at it and I'm thinking, man, that's $500. And he said, I'm going to let you have this for less than what I got in it. I said, okay. He said, matter of fact, I watched all his panels up on his church and how good it was doing in his church. It totally changed his church, the sound. And you can tell the sound, our sound sounded better today. And we don't even have them all up yet. We just got them front and back. And so he says, well, by the way, I've got two already made that you can take and try. I said, okay. And as we're walking away, he grabs my arm. Another pastor grabs my arm. And he says, hey, bro, Lord just spoke to me. I said, uh-huh. He said, somebody came by and gave us a generous donation this morning. I want to pass it on to you. He says, anything your church needs with this is yours. Yeah. So you're looking at $1,000 worth of material free as a gift. Now you tell me God don't supply. Amen. God. I mean, even though God supplies the nuts, the squirrels still got to crack them. He supplies the nuts, you got to crack them. Okay. He supplied the nuts, we're cracking them. Look, they're up here. Okay. So when you see that, and instead of looking and thinking, what in the world is all that? I want you to say, isn't God awesome? And look at the color. They're gray. Me and Benny, we certify they're gray, but they still look good. Amen. I thought gray looked great. Amen. Now I want you at one time, I don't mean play around. I mean, look, now you're talking about $1,000 worth of stuff the guy gave us and gave us the material. Now we still got to buy some stuff to make the things, but still, look at all the stuff, $1,000 worth of stuff that we were going to have to pay for. And he comes and stops me and says, we want to bless your church. Now you tell me God. Tell me God don't take care of us. Here's the problem. God wants us to build toward a vision. And we want to lay back and don't want to build toward the vision. Wonder why God's not helping. And God's saying, well, you start building toward a vision and I'll provide the stuff. But if you don't build toward a vision, matter of fact, today, Mighty's Army. Somebody read me today's Mighty Army. Somebody help me out. My phone. Yeah, somebody read it for me. Y'all are telling on me now. Read it, Benny. Read it out loud. Okay, go ahead, Linda. Read it. A man, it's a Jewish saying, a man surrounded by dwarfs looks like a giant. That means, watch this, where there is no vision, the people perish. You might look like you're a giant, but if everybody around you is not moving, you can be not moving too and just look bigger than the rest of them. God says, build toward the vision. If you build toward the vision, He'll back it. This isn't build it and they'll come. This ain't from Field of Dreams. I know y'all saying Kevin Costner's going to be up here talking about build it and they'll come. This ain't a baseball diamond. This is God's house. But we've got a vision to win the lost. This is all about the lost. Everything's about the lost. Win the lost, and God's taking care of us. Amen. God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all you need, you will abound in every good work. Amen. All right, now, none of this, but our God is purposeful. Reverence Him. Why did God create the heaven and the earth? Why? I'm going to give you three reasons. Why did God create the heaven? Oh, you saw all those stars. You saw all those universes. You saw all those galaxies. Did you see the Milky Way galaxy and how itty-bitty we were in the Milky Way galaxy? I mean, we're itty-bitty. They had to go 10 light years away to find a planet that was even close to something like Earth. None of us could get there in our lifetime. There's no way. Did you see 10 light years away? How far out you were? And so what they discover is, as they get bigger telescopes that they put out in the space, and as they put spaceships out there that have telescopes within them, and they just keep on going and going and going and going and going and recording, they found out They can't find the end of the universe. And God says, I got it. I got it. There it is right there. You know, I always, when somebody tells me, I go to the store and they say, can I see a photo ID? I show them that with me and Linda. I say, that's me right there. And they go, no, sir, we need a license. I said, oh, that's right down there. But can you imagine, God says, somebody says, I like to see God's creation. He goes, look, there it is right there. Everything in my fingers. Isn't God awesome? God is awesome. So watch this now, watch. Why did he create heaven and earth? Three reasons. Number one, because God had all this vastness, and then he chose us out of all of it. Watch this. God did it for his pleasure. Did you know that? Romans 4:11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things for thy pleasure, where they are and were created. God rejoiced in his creation. Number two, and I'm hurrying, I'm almost through. Somebody started stressing. I heard it go. He says he's through again. And somebody was saying, where's that button? Okay. He created for all of his praise. Romans 11:36 says, for of him and through him and to him were all things, to whom glory forever. All things have come from him. All things operate through him. All things are returning back to him. Then give him glory. Amen. Psalm 115:6 says that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Y'all want to let God be excited because he created you? Then go ahead. Come on. Come on. Oh, come on. Y'all can do better than that. Glory! Number three, God did it for his people. We haven't had a place to stay. Amen? How'd that be floating around in space going, I don't know what to do next? Yeah. So look, we need a home. God is next going to create, or God is next going to create man, and then God wants man to have a place to dwell. After you, in this scripture here that we just read. Psalm 84:11, for the Lord thy God is the sun and the shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. I love the next part. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Amen. So now, watch this. Say, God is it? God is. God is able. Now say, God is more than enough. That's some stress relief right there. God is able. God is. God is able, and God is more than enough. Ephesians 3:20 again. Now, all glory to God who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we may ask or think. Getting ready to close. Some of y'all can go ahead and start unstressing. Our God is personal. Receive him. Let me tell you something about God. Number one, you might not even know this. You may have come to church all your life and not know what I'm getting ready to tell you. Number one, God is a real person. We say he's a spirit and, yeah, he's a spirit. He's also a real person. God is a spirit, but he's a person, someone with emotion and intelligence and will. Number two, God is a revealed person. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That word, God is Elohim. El in the Hebrew, it's a compound name. Watch this. El equals power, the incredible power. Allah means to keep a covenant, to keep a promise, to keep one's word. So, he's a mighty God, Elohim, a mighty God that's able to keep his covenant, able to keep his word. Number one. Number two, it shows us plural. The Trinity. Do you know that all three were right there when God created the heavens and the earth? John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He is Elohim. Jesus is our mighty God. When Isaiah says what we're going to call him, Isaiah, one of the names Isaiah calls him is he's our mighty God. So he's a real person. He's a revealed person. It's God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Trinity. Watch this. This is so awesome. God is also a redeeming person. Think about this now. Genesis 1 and 1 tells of God's wonderful creation. Genesis 3, sin came and marred his beautiful creation. Wow. All this beautiful stuff. Sin comes in and messes it up. He made his first creation and rested. Genesis 2, he makes his first creation. Genesis 1, actually, he makes his first creation and rest. Genesis 3, his creation messes up and God goes back to work. Think about that. God rested. We mess up. God goes back to work. Wow. You see, Jesus said, my heavenly Father works and I work and I must work the works of him that sent me. You see, Jesus said, I go to my Father's house. And if I go away, I'm going to bring you back. He's in heaven right now preparing us a place. I go to prepare a place for you. He's still working. Matter of fact, he's working on me right now. I don't know about the rest of you. He works on me right now. How many can raise your hand and say, yeah, Jesus is working on me too? Matter of fact, some of y'all, let me tell you something. Well, I'm going to change that. Me. Sometimes he works a little harder. My wife has this little thing that I found out that I didn't realize what those things were good, how good they were. This little, I even bought it and thought it was cute and gave it to her because I know she uses those things called emery boards. And I got her one that spins around and got all these different sides. And I had a hangnail and I said, let me go try that thing. And I did like that and that hangnail and I said, that's pretty cool. And so then I was doing something and roughed up my fingernails one day. And so I said, I was talking to her and I was watching the Virginia. How many like cowboy shows? Okay. I'm watching the Virginia. That's one of my favorites. He was in a tight spot and I'm talking to Linda. So I'm talking to her, watching him in his tight spot. And I'm working on a sermon and I take that little thing. And it's got all different colors. I'm thinking, I don't know which color to use, but I'll grab one of them. And so I just started doing this, and I grabbed another, and I'm watching, and I just went. And I took another fingernail, and I'm looking. And I went back, and I said, where are my fingernails? I mean, I cut them so badly like somebody had taken a hacksaw to them. And I said, wow. Check that out. And the Lord said, yeah, sometimes I have to do the same thing to you too. Sometimes you get a little bit and sometimes you get a lot. 2 Corinthians, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Here we go, we're closing. It's 12:09 if y'all don't know. Okay? Now, in some countries, 12:09 is very a good time. I know the button's at 12 o'clock, so the button's not here, praise God. Okay. Y'all say this with me. Number one, God is. This is stress relief. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I want you to say the same thing when you're going through things. Number one, God is. Number two, God is able. Number three, God is more than enough. And number four, God is here now and he's waiting. God is here now. Waiting. Come on up here, fellas. Play something. Y'all come on up here. All y'all. Come on. God is here now and he's waiting. Wow. When I find myself stressed out and I find myself trying to figure out right from left, up from down, what's going on here, what's going on there, I find myself so much calmer when I can just stop and say, wait a minute, God is. God is. God is. God is. And God is able. And God's more than enough. And so if God is and God is able and God is more than enough, why do I keep worrying? God is. Y'all say it with me. God is. God is able. God is more than enough. God is here now, waiting. Everybody stand. If you're here right now and you find yourself struggling with stress, I mean, you're stressed out. That picture that we showed in the very beginning, you think somebody snuck in your car and took that picture of you and I put it up there. God wants to use you. And so Satan wants to fight you. With everything within his power, he wants to stress you out. God is. God is able. God is more than enough. He holds the whole universe in his hand. If he can hold all of that pressure, don't you think he can hold you? Right now, you got a need in your life. Start making your way to this altar. You got a need. You're stressed. You need some stress relief. You just got to pray to God about something else. Maybe you want to thank him for a wonderful week. Maybe you just want to thank him for his stress relief. God wants to do something for you, but you got to let him. You got to let him. You got to let him. God wants to work. Thank you, Father. Go ahead. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory.
My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Thank you. God is. God is. He's able. God is. God is. Praise the Lamb of God. God is able. God is able. God is more than enough. More than enough. More than enough. Praise the Lamb of God.
And for his grace I wonder, and hear the bird sing sweetly in the tree.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
When I look down from lofty mountain and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to
thank you, Father.
How great thou art.
Thank you, Father.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, and how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great.
How great he is! How great he is! Come on, church, how great he is! Come on! He is! God is! God is able! God is more than enough! Come on! Worship him, church! Put your hands this way. We're going to pray. One of our grandchildren, Sydney. It sounds like she's got the same... Come on, fellas. It sounds like she's got the same thing that I had a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago. She's running these high fevers, almost 104 yesterday. She goes to the doctor. This fever goes down to 97. She gets out and they run all these tests on her, having a hard time finding it. She walks out and it goes back to about 104. Again, that sounds like the stuff I had. Don't know what to do. But we know God can take care of it. God can take care of it. Come on, fellas. All right, church, put your hand this way. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your power. You are more than enough. You are able and you're more than enough. I thank you, Lord, for touching, Lord, little Sydney right now, Father. Let her feel your strength and let her feel your anointing, God. Lord, we know you can lift her up. We know, Lord, that you can help her, Lord, and help her sister not to get this, Lord. We thank you for that, too. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that little baby that's in her mama's belly doesn't get it either. Lord, we know, God, you've got this. We trust you totally, totally in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Y'all sing this, you can think of other words. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Y'all need to sing louder than me.
Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Yes, I worship your holy name. Yes, I worship your holy name.
God's awesome. God is. God is. God is more. That's right. Y'all, tomorrow morning when you wake up and all of a sudden thinking, here we go again, Lord. You go, hold it. God is. God is able. God is more than enough. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Ben, you just missed us in prayer. You can keep it down to 4 1/4.